Welcome back to the Conscious Success Podcast, where we teach you how to master your mind, enhance your health, and expand your wealth. I'm your host, Madhu, and I'm joined by a dear friend, Shweta Mehta, who is a spiritual agile coach and healer that not only helps high-achieving women really achieve their potential without having to struggle through life, but what she's doing today is giving us practical insight on how to identify the roots or the blueprint that create the experiences we have in our life, and what are the practical ways we can change those so that we can experience the transformation that's available to us all. Check this out. And as always, if you enjoy this and content that we share here, join our Conscious Success community at the link in the show notes below, where you can connect with many thousands of others just like you who are interested in transformation. See you there. So what is the primary difference between root healing and, say, surface level healing?
Mm-hmm. So surface level healing is where we work on the top layer. But when it comes to root level healing, it's like we go below the surface and touch every point that is actually creating that surface level thing. So just to give you one example, I can bring in a tree. Let's say the tree has different branches, and one of the branches, health, one of the branches, career, one of the branches, let's say relationship, right? If the root is having a problem, the leaves of career, the leaves of relationship, as well as everything will start wilting, right? So when it comes to root level healing, we go beyond the surface and we go to the root level. Like, what's causing this problem, right? Is it the soil? And I can name it as emotion, or it is something else, like roots are entangled. Maybe that person is entangled with some emotions or trauma that they faced in their childhood or maybe different lives. So root level healing touches everything, whether it is related to this life or past life or generational.
Mm. So there's a saying I've heard, which is the roots create the fruits. And yes. I like this example because we can all experience. It's like, depending on the health of the roots, that's how we can understand how healthy the actual tree is. And sometimes if the leaves are dying, the tendency might be, let's put some water on the leaves, but that won't actually do anything. You got to go deeper into that. And so what are some of the ways in which we can start to identify, say, those root challenges or the things that are actually causing our external situations and our experiences in life at a deeper level?
So in most of the cases, what I have seen with my clients is like they keep on repeating the pattern. And they are never satisfied. Just to give you one example, one of my clients wanted to be a senior manager very soon. Like, she was struggling. And once she achieved that, even then she was not happy, right? She was having relationship crisis. She was having health issues like chronic pains and all that. When I started working with her, we went deeper. Like, what's causing it? And it was all about, she never felt validated in her childhood. That's why she was creating the same pattern again and again. So we went to that particular moment where it all started, where she started feeling that she's not validated, especially by her parents. And once we healed that, she became so happy. Although she was trying to get promoted again, but she was believing that she will get it because she deserves it. So she was not fighting for it.
It's like the software has to change.
Exactly.
Like the because often on this show, we talk about, you know, mindset shifts, but from a literal standpoint, I just really like how you express it. It's like, what is that software that's affecting the hardware? Or one of my favorite books is T. Harv Eker's The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. And he gave an example I love where it's like, if you keep getting the same result, to your point, and it's like you keep having a program and you print it out, and then it's like trying to take an eraser and try to erase the print. But it's just going to keep repeating over, and therefore you got to actually change it from a, you got to go into the document. You got to actually make the modifications there. Mm-hmm. What are some ways in which you've seen, because I personally have gotten to witness you changing people's lives. I mean, I've heard and read the feedback, which of course is why I've been so excited to have this conversation with you and just feel so fortunate to know you these years. What are some of the ways that you've seen either in your own life or with your clients to help identify these software programs, these things from their childhood or these roots, like how does one start to identify those so that we can then work on them and change them per se?
Yes. So I would call it at four levels. So there is core level where experiences of this life, where we have programming from our parents, programming from our teachers and surroundings, the environment that we are in, right? So some of the patterns are coming from your core level, but there are some patterns that are coming from your history level, which is nothing but your ancestors, right? So one thing that I have observed in women, that your voice needs to be suppressed, right? So they are not open, because every time they were open, they were shut down, right? So this is coming from generation. So in that case, we work on their ancestor level, which is like 12 generation ancestor. So beliefs are coming from your generation, which is like, which goes back to 12 generation. So we work on that. And then the third level is your soul level, which is like your life on different planets. So we believe in that and we work on that soul level, because if you are feeling I'm not enough and you have done all the surface level, all the modalities, that means there is something bigger going on there, that you are not able to love yourself. So in that cases, I work on soul level of that person. And then there is another level, which is past life, right? So we are carrying a lot from past life as well, right? So if somewhere I felt that I am not good enough, and it is coming from lives where I was again and again trying to learn this skill, that I start learning, loving myself. So in that case, I work with my client on their past lives. We touch upon Akashic records as well as there are different methods I use, because I use Theta Healing, Medical Intuitive Mastermind, and there are different techniques that I use to reach to that level. And sometimes, clients are surprised, like, oh my God, what I saw. And I saw that in my dreams many times, because we are built up of many things that we don't understand.
Well, I want to pick your brain about these modalities, from Akashic records to Theta Healing, et cetera. But even before we do that, for everyone listening, or at least anyone listening that has a mind like me, when you hear things like past lives, ancestors, I know growing up, I was so conditioned by certain aspects of Western thought that, past lives. and I think it's important, before we can get into the modalities, in order to fully understand what you're talking about here. So you say, number one, this life, which is undeniable. You know, we're a sponge subconscious mind until we're 7, 8. Then we're building our conscious mind from there, from what we experience. So that one, I think anyone will, it'd be very difficult to challenge that. It's very easy to accept. When we go to say past lives, that's people go, oh, I don't know about that. But the cool thing nowadays is, and I'm preaching to the choir with you, but for those unfamiliar, all you got to do is a YouTube rabbit hole of reincarnation, of which case you'll find a whole slew of 3 or 4 year olds that can tell you everything about their last life, where they were born, their names of their parents, how they died, etc. And it gets to a particular point where, I mean, there's some studies that can't be double blind tested, blue ribbon, but there's certain ways in which we can perceive the evidence of reincarnation. And even in a literal sense, we're taking on new cells every second, every 7 years, our full body changes. Every cell in our body completely changes. So we're taking on new carne second by second by second. So if we've done that in this life, reincarnating moment by moment, what to speak of the last life? So that one, there's a little bit even more evidence to, more than in the past, at least. But then you're mentioning this idea of ancestral, which I want to churn a little bit into, because I think sometimes people will throw this idea out. I don't know that there's a lot of clarity on it, so I want to hear about that. And then the soul level, I feel like it's also, even though it's very enigmatic, mysterious of sorts, there's a way in which I think anyone who sits for more than a minute without any distraction will say, okay, I see my mind, therefore I have a mind. I'm not my mind. And I can see my mind and I can see it changing. I have a body, I see it changing, therefore I'm not my body. Therefore I know I'm something bigger. But the one that I tend to, out of this four, that I tend to see maybe not a lot of clarity on, which I'd love to hear your thoughts, is when you say ancestral, especially 12 generations. And
yes,
I'm a little biased because I believe this stuff. But for anyone like me who is like, well, explain that more, what would you say to help us understand the idea of ancestral connection and understand the root cause from there?
Okay. So I'll give you one example of my client who was having reproduction issues, like mostly the PMS. It was bad for her. And when we started working on her, we saw that the hatred towards women was so strong. So because when I was talking to her on conscious level, she was like, I love being a woman. I like it. Because I feel beautiful. I feel so good. But her PMS was such a big issue. And when we started working on her, we saw that how she hated the way her mom was treated. Mm. And then when we started going deeper, she saw like how her grandmom was treated. And that goes up to 12 generations. And believe me, Madhu, when we start working on subconscious level, you pick up memories from your DNA, right? And when we started working on, these 12 generations, and when we started forgiving the women for, suppressing their needs, they were best at what they were doing. That was the only way they could survive that time. So when we had this integration between her and her ancestors and this forgiveness that we did, she's completely fine now.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I believe this idea because, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, it's even in our DNA.
Yeah.
And the reason I like churning this is it makes topics which could be very easily thrown out as woo-woo or whatever.
Exactly.
I really love how you presented it in such a verifiable means. It's like you are a byproduct of your parents and your parents' parents of your parents' parents' parents, etc. And therefore, to say that we're not connected with them obviously would just be a silly, like you are a byproduct mm-hmm. of. Therefore, yeah. There's an intrinsic connection. But then even more specific to that, to the DNA which is created from them, this stuff lives within us. And a lot of stuff is communicated subtly. Even if mom didn't say, hey, I was mistreated because this, that, the other. We're sensitive, living entities. And even without the verbal communication, we can pick it up on a subtle level.
Yes.
And harbor that in such a way as that, yeah, it's like the most womanly part of me.
Mm-hmm.
I have an unconscious hatred. Yeah, tell me more.
I can give you one more example.
Please.
A gentleman who came to me because he was struggling with his business. When we started working on him, we saw that because his parents were migrated from a different country, so he has seen some challenging days where they had to live in a rescue camp and all that. So he was picking up those things that I'm not blessed enough to have abundance in my business. And we started working on him as well as his father and then his ancestors. And today he holds multiple businesses and he's thriving right now. He's thriving. So it's just a small click that we have to do. You have to just reach to that particular moment and you are healed instantly.
As opposed to like having to work on it for a life. Because this is something I've heard you talk about, which I really like, is sometimes people will spend so many years, lifetimes maybe, trying to doing the work, quote unquote, doing the work, but not necessarily seeing the result that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate this point, and I want to pick at it a little bit more and maybe even hear about some of these modalities used to identify as, like you said, it's instantaneous. It's not something that has to be worked towards. It's like as soon as you can identify where that limiting block is, that limiting belief, that, say, misalignment internally, mm-hmm. that root that's like, let's get that weed out of there.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets uprooted, it's an instantaneous adjustment. And I know I'm grateful for those, my teachers who facilitated similar kinds of experiences for me. And so what are the methodologies or the tools that you found really helpful for once you know what it is? Once you're like, oh, okay, on a soul level, on a this life level, on a last life level, on an ancestral level, these are some of the things I'm working with. Once we identify them through the help of someone expert like yourself or by other means, what are the ways of not only identifying, but uprooting, changing them?
Mm-hmm. I would like to start with something that actually helped me change my mindset. Because if you know, I'm from engineering background, I'm from technology. Understanding healing and this metaphysical reasons were very hard for me. And I understand that it's hard for many of us when we start. But when you start going deeper and see the changes happening, you start questioning like your logical mind then, right? So it has helped me to understand how it is happening.
If you've ever considered having a podcast, especially if you're expert at what you do, I cannot suggest more highly using Podigy's service, which is what we use. If you like this production here, I highly suggest you reach out to Podigy through their contact in the show notes below to run and host your podcast. I went through a bunch of different teams, tried a bunch of different things. No one came close to what I got post-production from Podigy. And even just making a launch easy, taking your content, sharing it, making it presentable, please check out Podigy. If you're great at what you do and you've ever considered having a podcast, I really am excited for you to try them out as well.
Coming back to your question that like the modalities that has helped me and all that, first thing I would say is trusting myself. Any healing is equal to how much you love yourself. Because when I started acknowledging myself, when I started understanding my needs, that how I am invalidating my own self at different particular moments, I started correcting myself. And that's when my self-healing started. And then on top of it, I started using different modalities like theta healing. It's beautiful modality. Then I learned a medical intuitive where I can just scan your body and see where and all the blocks are, because we work on chakras as well, right? Because it's where all your structure is, right? So along with that, I learned NLP because I wanted to blend coaching in my healing, because I understood one thing, that until your subconscious mind is understanding that you are trying to make some change and you are ready to make that change, it's difficult to make change. Mm. So first of all, you have to start learning that you are connected to yourself. You need to connect it to yourself. Second thing is you need to take help of some modality. Third is coaching is very big element. So now what I do is, because I'm from technology background, I used to be an agile coach. Agile is something where you look at something, if it is working, well and good. Otherwise, you iterate. You immediately change your strategy. So what I do is now I blend everything. I blend agile, I blend healing modalities, as well as coaching into my programs, where I take your blueprint by asking you some very good questions. And I tell you, like, what is blocking your life? Right? And based on that, we start changing slowly. And, you know, based on what, I mean, I make it tailor-made based on your needs, but all the elements are attached to this whole coaching program.
Well, so I have to pick at one idea you said. So you said blueprint, and mm-hmm. I want to clarify what that means. And because in order to use these, say, some more physical practices, some more subtle, some more energetic, mm-hmm. you mentioned different levels of analysis. Mm-hmm. And so when you're saying that blueprint, can you explain for someone who's unfamiliar with that term, like what does it mean that I have a blueprint? How do I identify one? Mm-hmm. Or how do you identify one for someone else? I'd love to hear more about that.
So everyone is on this earth with a blueprint that they have created with their core beliefs, which we are learning from this life, and then generational, and then goes back to soul level and history level, right? And then along with that, our experiences, our conditioning, everything makes our blueprint. Mm. Blueprint is nothing but our manual, how we work in this life, right? Because everybody takes every situation very differently, right? It's based on what blueprint you are maintaining in your life. So this blueprint is nothing but your manual that you come up with. Now, people say that karmas cannot be changed. Blueprint cannot be changed, right? It can be changed. The day you stop doubting yourself, the day you stop going with fear to achieve anything, without this fear, you start changing your blueprint. Mm. The day you acknowledge that you want to feel happy within and you need this peace in your life, the day you start taking care of yourself the way you wanted any adult to take care of you, you start changing your blueprint, right? So it's made up of all these belief system, conditioning, and experiences.
So if I understand correctly, we can almost interchange the term blueprint with, say, your default system. It's like the default.
Exactly.
I just, because of your background in tech, now, anyone who knows anything about me knows I do not have a background in tech under any circumstances. I still type with two fingers. I kid you not. But from a technical kind of component, this idea of software, where it's like what the default program is set to do, mm-hmm. and your powerful point of it can be changed. And I think before we even move from that, I know in myself growing up and being a kind of angsty teenager mm-hmm. before I started getting into some of these transformational practices, there was a way in which I had learned this idea that I'm just me. And like, take it or leave it. This is what I am, whether you like it or you don't. Or acknowledge that it's a fact that you can change. Mm-hmm. And awareness, as you mentioned, is that first step. Exactly. And then using some of these modalities in order to facilitate the change. But I think that's step number one, which kind of goes back to your point of one, is like trusting myself that I'm capable of change. And mm-hmm. what do they say? Change is the only constant anyway.
Exactly.
So what a silly idea that maybe we learn on an unconscious level that I'm just me. Mm-hmm. I'm just me. But I know in my case, it became an excuse to just justify the parts of my conditioning that mm-hmm. myself nor anyone else liked. So I'd be curious to hear more when you talk about this default, this blueprint. Mm-hmm. When you start to identify these patterns, start to divide from your experiences and all that, I want to hear more about these specific modalities, Akashic, you named a handful that mm-hmm. I'm familiar with some of them just from our work together, but yeah. maybe for those unfamiliar, you should just call Shweta and like get on a call with her and check out her information in the show notes. As somebody who's personally, we got to work together, gotten to see behind the scenes, I know just how capable of an individual you are. So that's the quickest way. And for those who are not ready to make that step yet, what is a good next step with understanding some of these modalities?
Sure. My first suggestion would be start knowing yourself. But like you said, acknowledgement is the first step. Mm-hmm. So start acknowledging the pattern that you are feeling in your life, where you are feeling stuck. Start noticing it down. And you can start doing it with journaling. That's such a beautiful tool. People don't understand the power of journaling, right? So start acknowledging like what patterns you are seeing in your life and how often it is, repeating in your life. So that's the first step. Second step is start connecting to yourself. We all are healers. We all are. Believe me, Madhu. And you don't need to learn any modality to be a healer. So when you start connecting to yourself with journaling, with meditation every day, you start connecting to your body and your body whispers. And once you start hearing it, you're a healer. Mm. But if you want to go deeper, there are different beautiful modalities. And I can talk about multiple modalities, but most of my favorite are Theta Healing, Reiki, of course. I'm a Reiki grandmaster as well. And then medical intuitive techniques, because these beautiful modalities had taught me like how to go deeper. And now I feel so blessed because I have healed my life. I had multiple health issues. I had relationship issues. I had career challenges, but I have healed it all because healing doesn't work like, okay, I'll only fix your career. I'll only fix your relationship. It works 360 degrees, right? And once you start going deeper, you heal your life 360 degree.
I want to also shout out, based off one thing you mentioned, how long have you been married now?
It's been 18 years.
Just huge, like huge celebration for that. Yes. That's just, I have the fortune of knowing your handsome husband and big fan, just big shout out because that's not as common as it ought to be nowadays. And just anyway, talk about a power couple, you both. So it sounds like when you're talking about this first step of kind of understanding yourself, trusting yourself, mm-hmm. taking a pause, even just the curiosity in itself is the kind of the first step. You gave examples of meditation, of journaling, mm-hmm. which in my mind are just examples of ways in which you could sit with yourself and kind of take that which is subtle and turn it into gross. Mm-hmm. A thought and take it out, put it into something you can actually look at because that's how the brain can quote unquote process. And so it sounds like step one, understanding the self or getting curious about the self mm-hmm. through methodologies like journaling, meditating, and then utilizing some of these. I like your suggestions, which are all kind of energetic, intuitive ones, mm-hmm. which almost empowers one to get familiar with that side of themselves. As you mentioned, actually acknowledging like, well, yeah, healing, I'm capable of healing. And mm-hmm. Sometimes there's a way in which we depend on others. Oh, heal me. Yeah. No. You make yourself healable.
Exactly.
To begin with, and accept that I am healable and I have all the facilities I need to heal in the first place. I'd be curious to just hear if you have any other thoughts in terms of like other ways people can start to get not only familiar with their own mm-hmm. ability to sit with the self, mm-hmm. journaling, meditating, et cetera, but also ways in which they can perceive their innate ability to heal.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, one simple thing that I teach my client is protecting your energy first, right? We have an aura around us, and you won't believe me because you know that I have been in corporate for 20 years, right? So even when I go to office, sometimes I feel low, out of the blue, like what's happening, right? So first thing is start understanding your surroundings. Start understanding that you are not just your body. You have multiple layers around you, and it's your responsibility to start protecting it.
Mm.
And it's so simple to protect it, right? Just close your eyes and feel that you are taking a shower under a white light.
Can we try that?
Oh, yes.
Like, now, I want everyone who's listening to just take a moment. Let's just try that. Maybe you could just share a brief way for us to experience that.
Yes. Just close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose. And release through your mouth. Again, a deep breath in. And when you exhale, release anything that is no longer serving you or feeling heavy on you. Just release it. And now, imagine yourself under a waterfall. Beautiful, pure white light waterfall. And you are standing under this waterfall. And as it falls on your head, see it releasing anything that is no longer serving you or not related to you, because we carry energy from different people as soon as we get in touch with them or we get closer to them. So as this waterfall falls on you, just see it releasing anything that is no longer serving you. And as you release this heavy energy, see it going into the light again. Because remember, energy is never destroyed, right? So we will be transmuting this energy into the light because that's the source. And take a deep breath in. And see yourself in this white bubble of white light. It's a protection shield that will protect you whole day from here on. And nothing can touch your aura now. You are safe and protected in this beautiful bubble of white light. And slowly open your eyes.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. We'll see you later. No, I don't want to do anything after that. I just want to sit in that meditation all day. Well, first off, I think that's what you just said. Thank you. It's a great example of the value of support, like a guided meditation, having someone to kind of hold that container, that support around, mm-hmm. even just a quick minute meditation like that, just how revolutionary it can be for the day, for a week, maybe for a whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's one thing with accountability, getting some help, but it's another thing with getting somebody who's doing that work themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I often say, a drowning lifeguard can't save any, but a strong lifeguard can save many.
Yes.
And so in the same way, it's like finding somebody who's actually doing that work. And that's just one thing I appreciate about you is, as long as I've known you, at least a couple of years now, whatever mm-hmm. that time frame has been, every time we talk, it's like, yeah, hey, look, this is one of the... Like, this is what I've been doing. Here's one of the new things I've been learning. Like, I just did this. I just learned this new thing. And I just so much appreciate that about you're consistently accumulating new knowledge, experience, and tools, not only for your own self-processing, but also I see how you're helping and sharing them with others, as you mentioned, on different levels, from mm-hmm. a physical level to a mental to emotional to a soul level, et cetera, mm-hmm. or uncovering, I should say, patterns from this life, the last mm-hmm. life, ancestral connections, soul level, et cetera. I appreciate that you're consistently accumulating these methodologies, tools, practices. And, you know, with that, I really do encourage those who are inspired, who feel connected to explore these methodologies more to reach out. I mean, we'll share your information, obviously, in the show notes so that you guys can check it out. Like, what's the worst case scenario? You feel a little bit better? Best case scenario, change your life? And really do check it out, because even though I haven't necessarily been so much on the receiving end mm-hmm. of your service, it's almost... better. It's a different type of excitement, I should say, getting to see the people you've helped and like hear about them and like reading, I mean, almost a novel worth of testimonials from you and like that. And so I share that because I want others to have, so not just get experience with these, but with somebody who really knows what they're talking about like you. And so definitely check out the link in the show notes, book a discovery call. I think if they reach out to you from this podcast, they'll actually get a free discovery call with you. Is that right?
Yes.
Amazing. And do you have something coming up?
Yes.
You just launched something. Is that right?
Yes. Tell me about it. So we have a program where you can actually learn about the root causes of your patterns as well as why you're creating it. And then not just help yourself, you can help your family as well. Because it's so important to understand the root causes, right? Just to give you one example, I just received a message before coming here that one of my clients was promoted just now. And believe me, she's so talented. She's so good at everything she does, but she was stuck there. She was not getting promoted at all. So the only thing she has done is getting connected to herself and understanding why she's creating these patterns and how to heal it. So if you want to learn like how to heal these patterns and how to implement changes in your life and unblock yourself, we have this program where people can join and they can start learning about career blocks, why they are creating and how to heal it, the same way health, relationship, and their peace. Mm. Because whatever you do, ultimately you are working for peace, right? So once you achieve this peace in your heart, everything shifts. So we will be teaching you like how to achieve it. And then it's a rolling program. Every year I'll be running this program. And once you are in for lifetime. You don't have to pay again. So it's that simple. So I welcome everyone who wants to learn as well as heal their life.
I welcome them too. Well, that's really inspiring. Programs like this exist. And mm-hmm. it's easy to say, oh, I just want help with a career, just help with this, that, the other. But I like your mm-hmm. adamant point that it's like, yeah, we don't want to unnecessarily just work on one area, but actually as we work on one block, it's going to inevitably remove, say, that quote-unquote block in other areas of our life. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm really meditating on this point you started with, and I'm creating an internal image mm-hmm. as we're making these points. Let me preface what I'm about to say by those who listen to the podcast have heard me talk about this point often, that there are ways in which we start to identify our patterns. Everything starts with our identity. From who I identify as creates the beliefs that we have in our life. From those beliefs create the type of emotions, the emotional experience we have, as well as the thoughts. Thoughts and emotions come from our belief, which come from our identity. And then our words are the things that take our thoughts, experiences, or emotions and beliefs and fortify them, strengthen them, so that our actions or the things that we're actually doing in this world are just a byproduct of all of those. And again, our actions create our reactions or the experience we have in our life. And I really like this analogy you brought in, which takes these concepts that I often talk about. And as you were explaining, I was literally visioning a tree where it's like you have the seed, which is like the self, the identity, mm-hmm. that's the potential. Like mm-hmm. you have the potential, depending on what seed you identify as, you know, are you a redwood? Are you a cactus? Like whatever the case might be. Like that's the potential of the self. There's endless potential within a seed. Mm-hmm. But the soil, which one might say is like beliefs or the capacity for that seed to grow. And then you have the roots, which are like the thoughts mm-hmm. that grow, that take that identity and root it into the soil. They root into your beliefs. And then the emotions are like the weather conditions. It's like if we're unregulated emotionally, that'll cause a sense of, you know, turbulence or enough sunshine, mm-hmm. proper photosynthesis. And then our words just fortify. It's like nutrients that fortify the roots mm-hmm. and the seeds, that they reinforce everything. And then the actions are like what we do, how we're actually showing up, how we're actually making the shifts, making the change. We're like the gardener. And then the results is the fruit or the leaves, as you say. And so anyway, some version of that. And I wanted to share that you got me thinking of this idea. And if you're visual like me, maybe someone listening, we'll do a challenge. Whoever wants to make that art and send it in, we'll use it as a cover for one of these, you know, for our session, something along those lines. Anyway, Shweta, I love every conversation you and I have because there's always something fun, something new, and ultimately it's always something of service. And I'm really grateful for not only, you know, our friendship and connection with you and your family for these years now, but I'm so grateful for all the lives that you're touching that I actually get to see you change. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for that.
Thank you. And Madhu, I need to thank you because you are one of the very important person in my life, because you know that I was very happy with my technology job and everything. But because once I healed my life, I was looking for a purpose, right? And I started, but I was not getting a direction. And you are the one who gave me direction as a coach. So anyone who is looking for a direction or a coach, I highly recommend you because you have changed my life. I wanted to do a lot of things, but you gave me direction. You gave me how to focus this with conscious mind and consciousness, because we both are connected to ISKCON, right? And the kind of beauty it has, like everything as a service, that has changed my life because I'm not doing it just because I like it, right? I'm doing it because you taught me that every service is a consciousness service. So thank you so much for all what you have helped me with in past these years. And thank you. I'm so grateful that you came in my life.
Well, you make it easy because, you know, sometimes starting a fire with wet wood's difficult, but it's very easy to start a fire with, you know, a lot of good dry wood. And so in that same way, you've been helping so many people for so long. So it's easy for me to help and contribute with you helping more people. And honestly, thank you. It's an honor. It's an honor to have your friendship and get to work together in such a way as to help you help more people. And the cool thing is we're both just getting started.
Yes.
So thank you for that. And thank you for your time. I'm so excited for those to get more experience with you. I mean, go follow Shveta on social media. I get so excited every time I see it on IG. It's usually at the top of my feed. And I'm like, I love your content. I love what you share. You have such a blessed family. You're also into all of this. We were just making the joke walking up how you're like, get my husband on it. He knows more than I even do. It's like you guys together just such a force to be reckoned with. And I really can't wait for more conversations like this. And so that we can keep doing our best to serve our teachers by serving so many of these people around us.
Yes. On your platform, yes, I admit I have the most supporting husband. And he's the one behind the scenes helping me in everything. So, thank you for mentioning him. And I'm so grateful for my kids as well as all the people around me, my parents and everyone, because without them, nothing was possible. It's just the trust and love that I get from all my followers as well as my family.
Attitude of gratitude. Just listening to Tony Robbins yesterday saying, you can't be grateful and in fear at the same time.
Exactly.
And so practicing, and that, what a great example to kind of lead us off with today. And I'll leave everyone with that same idea. How can we muster up as much gratitude as possible for all of the blessings that we have in our life? Even if it doesn't seem like a blessing, find the blessing in it. It's there. All you have to do is become aware of it, as Shveta so expertly showing us how to do. And as always, if you enjoy content like this, not only go follow and book a call with Shveta, but join our Conscious Success community where we give away tons of tools, resources, courses, guest support, completely for free for anyone who's looking to dive deeper into topics like this. And in general, we can't wait to see you on the next episode. And in the meantime, keep it conscious.